Looks as though a couple of those reds are going to knock our star out of the tank, doesn't it?
It'll be close in that reducer. They'll probably touch. Close enough in real space, less than 3 parsecs.
The 0 hour came, and the Tellurian armada of 81 sleek spaceships, 80 super dreadnoughts and the Directrix, spurned Earth and took its place in that hurtling wall of crimson. Solar system after solar system was passed. Fleet after fleet leaped into the ether and fitted itself into the smoothly geometric pattern which Grand Fleet Operations was nursing along so carefully. Through the galaxy the formation swept, and out of it, and toward a star cluster. It slowed its mad pace, the center hanging back, the edges advancing and folding in.
"Surround the cluster and close in," the Admiral directed,
and under the guidance now of 200 Regellians, civilization's vast grand fleet closed smoothly in and went inert. Drivers flared white as they fought to match the intrinsic velocity of the cluster.
"Marshals of all system fleets, attention! Using secondaries only, fire at will upon any enemy object coming within range. Engage outlying structures and such battlecraft as may appear. Keep assigned distance from planet and stiffen cosmic screens to maximum. Hames off!"
From millions upon millions of projectors, there raved out gigantic rods, knives, and needles of force, under the impact of which the defensive screens of Jalti's guardian citadels flamed into terrible refulgence. Duodec bombs were hurled, tight beam-directed monsters of destruction which, looping around in vast circles to attain the highest possible measure of momentum, flung themselves against Boscone's defenses in Herculean attempts to smash them down. They exploded, each as it burst filling all nearby space with blindingly intense violet light and with flying scraps of metal. Q-type helices, driven with all the frightful kilowattage possible to Midonian conductors and insulation, screwed in, biting, gouging, tearing in with wild abandon. Shear planes, hellish knives of force beside which Tellurian lightning is pale and wan, struck and struck and struck again, fiendishly, crunchingly. But those grimly stolid fortresses could take it. They had been repowered, their defenses stiffened to such might as to defy, in the opinion of Boscone's experts, any projectors capable of being mounted upon mobile bases. And not only could they take it, those formidably armed and armored planetoids could dish it out as well. The screens of the patrol ships flared high into the spectrum under the crushing force of sheer enemy power. Not a few of those defenses were battered down, clear to the wall shields, before the unimaginable ferocity of the Bosconian projectors could be neutralized.